new private school is planning to open this fall. It will be one of the first of its kind in the country, specifically looking to attract students from the LGBT community. It will be known as Pride School Atlanta, and it will serve as an intentional safe space for LGBT children. Now, in a moment, we'll talk to Christian Zilovitz, the school's founder, about the challenges LGBT teachers face in more typical schools. But first, WABE's Tasneen Shama takes us to one of the potential locations of the new school.
Christian Zilovitz is pumped up when he talks about the new school. He's still deciding between a few locations, but a top contender is Rock Spring Presbyterian Church. No. Right now, there's a daycare at the church, but he hopes to add a K-8 school here. He looks out the window at a playground from one of the classrooms.
Totally fenced in, which is what I really like. And there's actually blacktop back there with a basketball hoop, and there's plenty of room for kickball.
Zilovitz is transgender and used to teach math at a private school in Decatur.
I was having a hysterectomy, so I needed to out myself. It's kind of weird to say, I'm having surgery, and I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
Zilovitz says the school's director didn't want him to be out in the classroom.
So I went to the boss and she said, you know, I'm not really comfortable with it. And she talked to her board president and they had some real conversations about it. And I said, well, my dream school is where my experience is 100% welcome as an educator so I can be the best mentor I can be. And the cool part was that the director turned to me and said, well, why don't you start that school?
Tuition at Pride School Atlanta will be about $12,000 per student. But here's a problem. He only has $900 set aside for the school. So how's he going to do it?
Faith. Shoestrings and faith. I knew the money would come eventually.
He has financial pledges of support.
Many people say, well, you need, you know, so many thousands of dollars. And partially, you know, we're reaching out, you know, I hate to say it that way, to like the old gay money here in Atlanta. Because there's lots of older folks who have no kids, who have been successful. There's a large LGBT community here.
People write to him to say they want to volunteer or pay for students to attend because they wish this school was around when they were kids. Plus, he says, a space like this church rents for $500 to $1,000 a month, so
one tuition would cover the rent for the year.
Pride School Atlanta will operate on a free school model, which means no assigned homework and no required tests. Caravana is helping Pride School get off the ground.
We're going to teach them how to read, and we're going to make sure that they know how to do math. But you can do all those things without having this multiple choice answers and standardized tests and, you know, hours of homework every night and little kids having to go to the chiropractor because their backpacks are so heavy.
Vanna used to teach at Dunwoody High School, and she knows what she's doing. She has experience with startups. She helped start a school for immigrants in New York City that was ranked by Newsweek as the top school in the country for low-income students.
There's a long history of this working quite successfully. And also, we have really skilled educators who really can work with the style that is very different.
Zilovitz says he's heard criticism that the school will promote segregation, but he says everyone's welcome here, and it would serve as a much-needed safe space, not only for teachers like him, but also for students and their families.
At my school, sometimes I'm still scared to tell people that I'm gay, and I pretty much never mention that I'm transgender. If I was at Pride School, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
That's Eli Summer. He's a junior at River Ridge High School in Cherokee County. He started the GLOW Club last year. GLOW stands for gay, lesbian, or whatever. He says his school is very supportive. But students in his club say they're hesitant to tell administrators when they get bullied.
I think that really a lot of it goes unreported because they're not sure who it's safe to tell it to. Like, they aren't sure if the counselors will be okay or if the counselors are going to tell their parents.
The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network did a survey in 2013. It found that 80% of LGBT students in Georgia say they were verbally harassed because of their sexual orientation. More than a third said they were physically harassed, and that harassment can start early. Faith Udall is the parent of a six-year-old who attended D.H. Stanton Elementary in Atlanta. Just weeks after he enrolled, she started to notice him acting strangely.
He has some longish hair. He loves My Little Pony, had My Little Pony backpack. Prior to school starting, I talked to his teachers and said, you know, that he likes things that some kids are going to say are girl items, and he won't cut his hair. And I'm fine with that as a parent, so how will that be handled in the classroom? And his teachers were really adamant about it being a completely safe place, that there would be no bullying.
But she says other students would bully him, mostly when the adults weren't around, in the hallway, in the cafeteria, in the bathroom. So 2 weeks later, she pulled him out of school and started homeschooling.
We want everyone to be safe in a school. It's crazy to think that we don't need to take active, real steps to keep these little people safe because they can't do it for themselves.
Which is why Pride School Atlanta has started to get attention from all over the country. About a dozen students from Buxton, a private boarding school in Massachusetts, came to Atlanta to learn more about the school. Logan Wright is a 16-year-old sophomore who identifies as gay.
I just wanted to say thank you. It makes me so happy to see that you guys are, like, giving kids the space to, like, figure out who they are, and they won't have the same struggles that I did. So I really, really appreciate that.
The school hopes to enroll its first group of students in mid-August. Thasneem Shamma, WABE News.